Ezekiel chapter 26.
11 years after King Jehoiakim and the rest of us had been led away as prisoners to Babylonia, the Lord spoke to me on the first day of the month. He said,
Ezekiel, son of man, the people of the city of Tyre have celebrated Jerusalem's defeat by singing, Jerusalem has fallen. It used to be powerful, a center of trade. Now the city is shattered, and we will take its place. Because the people of Tyre have sung that song, I have the following warning for them.
I am the Lord God, and I am now your enemy. I will send nations to attack you, like waves crashing against the shore. They will tear down your city walls and defense towers. I will sweep away the ruins until all that's left of you is a bare rock, where fishermen can dry their nets along the coast. I promise that you will be robbed, and that the people who live in your towns along the coast will be killed. Then you will know that I am the Lord. King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylonia is the world's most powerful king, and I will send him to attack you. He will march from the north with a powerful army, including horses and chariots and cavalry troops. First, he will attack your towns along the coast and kill the people who live there. Then he will build dirt ramps up to the top of your city walls and set up rows of shields around you. He will command some of his troops to use large wooden poles to beat down your walls, while others use iron rods to knock down your watchtowers. He will have so many horses that the dust they stir up will seem like a thick fog. And as his chariots and cavalry approach, even the walls will shake, especially when he proudly enters your ruined city. His troops will ride through your streets, killing people left and right, and your strong columns will crumble to the ground. The troops will steal your valuable possessions. They will break down your walls and crush your expensive houses. Then the stones and wood and all the remains will be dumped into the sea. You will have no reason to sing or play music on harps, because I will turn you into a bare rock where fishermen can dry their nets. And you will never rebuild your city. I, the Lord God, make this promise. The people of the nations up and down the coast will shudder when they hear your screams and moans of death. The kings will step down from their thrones, then take off their royal robes and fancy clothes and sit on the ground trembling. They will be so shocked at the news of your defeat that they will shake in fear and sing this funeral song.
The great city beside the sea is destroyed. Its people once ruled the coast and terrified everyone there. But now Tyre is in ruins, and the people on the coast stare at it in horror and tremble in fear.
I, the Lord God, will turn you into a ghost town. The ocean depths will rise over you and carry you down to the world of the dead, where you will join people of ancient times and towns ruined long ago. You will stay there and never again be a city filled with people. You will die a horrible death. People will come looking for your city, but it will never be found. I, the Lord, have spoken.